Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Niall Brezzi Brezens here.
Hello, Niall.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very excited to see you.
Well, obviously, because it's great to see you and all those things. We're great friends and all that. But I'm excited to talk to you about this new project you have. Because it's been bubbling for a while. I've obviously known about it for a long time.
I've been burning the air off you. I've been telling you like little demos for the last 3 years. And I know you weren't listening to
them. No, I was. Of course I was. Of course I was. No, genuinely was interested because this is such a departure. For a man who made, I suppose, your kind of your stamp on music was the Blizzards, was rock, was all that kind of stuff. Then you veered into Brezzy stuff, which was a little bit more pop sensibility. Then you came back with the Blizzards, back with a bang, rocker, you know, harder than ever. And now you've got a piano album.
You're wrong, though. You my foundation was death metal.
I think we need to explore this a little bit because, like, Niall and I share lots of things in common, mostly because I borrow his clothes, but also because
you just take them. I don't get them back.
Actually, that shirt was very nice.
Man United jersey.
No, you didn't. But I got United top to toe on today. Anyway. So you grew up a rocker, just like I did. Yeah. You were in a metal band, just not saying when I was in, because I'm older than you, but we were both in metal bands growing up. But you love metal the same way I do.
Love metal. Yeah. Love metal. I've always loved it. I love it more now than I did when I was younger.
How come?
I don't know, because I there's such anger in it. And, like, you know, like, we should be a little bit angry with how things are going in the world. And I do think metal just weirdly calms me down.
No, see, this is the thing, and it does seem weird. Maybe it seems like perverse logic, but I've actually explored this. So there are lots of studies done, and you're a man who's studying for his PhD right now, so you'll love studies out. But there's studies done about the effect that violent, inverted commas, violent music, right, violent imagery in lyrics has on people is actually the opposite, right? Because it allows us metalheads to channel some of our anger and our feelings through this music that to Maria and to Shannon sounds like literally people killing each other. But it does. It means that we are happier people. And the best study I ever heard was that metalers, death metalers in particular, are nicer people than the general public, right? So they did this experiment in Australia where they allowed you to, basically you were to put an amount of chili hot sauce into someone's Rice Krispies, whatever it was, right? And they
sounds very scientific.
Yeah, it was very scientific. So they showed you all these people and they said, this is your person, whatever, you can put whatever amount of hot sauce you want in. And the general public chose, let's say, 3 shakes, whatever. Death metal fans chose the least amount of hot sauce. They've been proven time and time again that we are the nicest people.
We are the
in
nicest
world.
People on earth. And the band was called Ramscar, which stood for Eyes Almighty Satan Come and Rule. And we only called it that because we knew what the Christian brothers would think.
So if you had Rise Almighty Satan, they probably wouldn't let you.
No, it didn't go well with them. They didn't like it. But I loved playing it. I wasn't a great metal guitarist. You're a great metal guitarist.
Thanks.
You're fast, you can shred.
Yeah.
I'm more of a doodler. Like and then I got kicked out of the band because I admitted I liked ABBA. So and then grunge came along, and then I was like,
then you had a whole thing.
Just love that music. I love and bands like Rage Against the Machine, even like as if they're probably not more important now than they ever were.
Yeah, you know
what they're saying. And Slipknot, I kind of came too late, but I just think it's and the musicianship. It is.
I've been saying it for years. Like these are like virtuoso musicians playing this stuff.
I couldn't play it.
Okay, but that doesn't explain to me how you've come to do. Arguably, and I mean this genuinely, is one of the most beautiful records I've ever heard is your new album. So tell us first of all what it's called.
It's called The Place That's Never Been Wounded.
The Place That's Never Been Wounded.
Yeah.
And it is 14 piano pieces.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where's this coming from?
Well, you see, I joke about the metal, but that's where I come from. My mother is a classical violinist, classical pianist, music teacher. I grew up around that since I was a kid. When my grandfather Bumper died, my granny had to move into a little apartment, so they had a piano, couldn't fit in the house, so it was sent from Glasgow to Mullingar
on a truck.
They got it over, we got it into the room, and the good room, as I used to call it, and I would sit behind the piano day and night and I'd figure out everything. I'd, what my mum was teaching, I'd play it from Beethoven to Mozart to, you know, The Queen, or not the Queen, Queen.
Queen.
I didn't play the Queen. So I would have been kicked out of my house. But
ABBA.
Yeah. This type of stuff. Bit of metal. And actually, funny, metal is very influenced by classical music.
It is.
So that's where I started. And then I joined a choir, the Choristers, brilliant choir. And that was where my musical education came in. So I've always been a pianist.
Okay, so, I mean, I've known this because, as I said, we're friends. I've hung out with you in your studio that used to rock up there on Camden Street. And I've seen you just play for hours, and you're incredible. But then to take all of that bubbling ability and turn it into this, that's the bit I'm interested in. Because this, it feels kind of complimentary to the work you've done in mindfulness.
Yeah, it would be. And I mean, Louise, my partner, was a big influence on it as well. Like Louise would have done film composing and stuff, and I didn't want anyone to hear this. I was quite insecure about it, to be honest. I was like, artists that I love that play piano, Max Richter, you know, Ludovico and Audi, these brilliant players. And I didn't think I could actually do it. And she was listening to it and going, you really have to go for this. And obviously your partner's going to tell you you're great. And so then I started to kind of play it live a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I knew we had something. But it was a concept, and the concept is simple. It's just that, you know, we're constantly told that we need to be 1% better and optimal living, and this kind of language that gets bombarded down our faces all the time. I think this album's about telling people what's already within us. You know, if we're still standing after the chaos that we've been served over the last 10 years, from global pandemics, you know, across the board, you know, maybe we should recognise that there was something that got us through all of that.
Mm.
Something that holds us steady when the world shakes. And that's what the whole album's about. Recognising that in yourself a little bit, and you know, that's what the music's trying to do.
Well, let's have a listen to a little bit of it. This is The Midday Moon. This came out on the 10th of October. This is Brezzy's latest single from the album The Place That Has Never Been Wounded. This is The Midday Moon. Have a listen. Phenomenal stuff. It is genuinely phenomenal. Am I allowed to have a favourite song?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Untethering,
yeah.
I don't know why.
Because that's not on the vinyl either. It's because you can only put 10 songs on the vinyl. I love that one as well. But I just love playing them. I spent a lot of time over them and really put a lot into it. And what I wanted for people is to actually, like, what people are getting from it is there's a bit of a release from it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even calming, it's a release. We played it live, we did the Mallow Arts Festival a couple of months ago, and this reaction was incredible. But, you know, this all was born out of, well, I said this, like, I think you know this. In a space of 3 weeks, I was dropped by a label, publisher, and podcast platform.
Yeah.
And my confidence was completely kaput after it. I didn't know what to do. And so I took maybe 2-3 months out, and I spoke with Dara Quilty, another good friend of mine, about, like, what I was going to do next. And he was like, take your time, be patient. And
be patient,
this is what came out of it.
Well, it's worth it. It was worth the heartbreak. It was worth the heartache. And it's definitely worth it now. What do you do when you graduate from your PhD and you're an actual doctor, and then that song now has no meaning anymore?
It's actually the only reason I'm doing a PhD. I have no interest in what I'm studying. None at all. It's just to finally put that to bed.
Dr. Niall Breslin. Bronwyn says, oh, thank you, Brezzy. We could all do with a piece of calm. You'll definitely feel that, Bronwyn. And this is nice. Susan says, guys, just sitting here in my car waiting to go into an appointment, minding my own business, and when the music came on from Brezzy, I got butterflies in my stomach and tears came to my eyes.
Nice. And
that's
a good thing.
No, but you said the word release. I think
it's just a bit of letting go. That's all it is. And I think that Midday Moon, especially a track, it's a very, you'll see it when you hear it. It's a very personal one.
Yeah, I can imagine. Anne says, it sounds beautiful. We could all take 5 minutes out, sit back and enjoy. Love the concept. Every success to Brezzy. And he's right. We need to learn to ignore the constant messages that we could do better. Close your eyes, sit back, enjoy the piano music and live in the moment. Yes, Anne.
That's all it is, Anne.
There's a whole album of it called The Place That Has Never Been Wounded. Now, come here. You are one of the busiest people I know.
Mm.
And this doesn't let up. You are, throughout October and November, you're just touring this album and doing everything. Like, some days you've got 3 things on in one day. Because you've got, like, in-stores, all-ages shows, evening gigs. So where can people see you?
We have loads going on. It's just an album launch week. A lot of the shows are sold out. We're playing smaller venues.
Okay, so where's not sold out? Where can
we're doing
sold
a Matinee show in the McLally Theatre in Galway.
In Galway,
on Friday, which will be beautiful. We're doing the evening show sold out. And then Mitchellstown, George's Heritage Centre in Mitchellstown on Saturday.
Yeah.
Mullingar and Friary on Multifarnham is sold out on Monday. And then we're in John's Castle in Limerick.
Oh, stop, what a place.
Tuesday in Greystone's Whale Theatre sold out. Wednesday in Seth Theatre in Kilkenny, which is one of my favourite places in the country to play.
That's the 29th of October.
Yeah, and there's loads of in-stores and stuff in the middle. But also, if you want to see the live show, live stream, back to the old COVID days when we used to live stream, we're doing a live free live stream from the album launch on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. So the link's on my socials. You can just watch it. You can sit back, you know, rather than watching serial killer documentaries on Netflix, you can
treat yourself
watch
to something
a 90-minute or 90-minute bit of calm, bit of music, bit of chat. But yeah, it's free for anyone who wants to tag along and watch it.
At Brezzy is what you need to do, is go there on your socials. And before I let you go, two things. One is, tomorrow's your birthday.
Oh yeah.
Happy birthday.
Oh, you already
got him a little gift.
Thanks, Dave. This is the second one I got, but like I do appreciate having two of them.
That's signed.
Oh, it's a signed one. So is the other one.
This is
I forgot Mullingar on the 30th. Sorry.
Mullingar on the
Chambers.
30th.
I'm doing a second show in Mullingar. Sorry,
I'm going to get that.
30th. But yeah, that's that book.
And so, tell everyone what it is, because like they can't see it.
It's Dave's Bad Jokes 2. Can I read a joke?
Please read a joke.
Can I read just one from the...
Yeah.
Hold on. A book hit me on the head the other day. I've only myself to blame.
Hey! Come on, guys.
That's Pulitzer Prize winning.
You know it. Well, happy birthday tomorrow. Come here, before I let you go, Stevie the Wonderhound,
yes.
Right? So Stevie is your dog. Stevie is a cane corso. I don't know if everybody knows what a cane corso is. Can you just briefly explain the mammoth that is
They're
your dog?
They're kind of cross between a horse and a dog.
That's
true. She's about 60 kilos. She eats more than I do. She is my publicist. Every time I put her up as a picture, it gets about 100 times more likes. She is the most beautiful dog that ever existed. And I love her. And
now, you do love her. She is beautiful. All those things. She's an incredible animal. However, what has she destroyed in your house?
What hasn't she destroyed is probably the question.
Okay.
I would ask. She hasn't destroyed the kitchen just yet.
Oh, that's good.
The wood isn't her thing. Oh, it's more fabric.
Sofas are definitely her thing.
Glass as well.
Glass.
She's broke. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She's
okay.
Broken a few things. She doesn't eat the glass, which is great. She eats rocks. She eats everything. My garden now looks like.
Will she grow out of this, do you think? Is she maturing into something that doesn't eat sofas and rocks
you
and gardens?
I have sympathy for her because like, she's like me. I don't realise how awkward and tall I am, and I bang into things and I break things and I don't mean to do it. And she's the same. And the two of us in the house together is like absolute chaos. So she has to reverse. We have to teach her how to reverse because she can't walk forward in some of the parts. And when me and her get into that kind of roadblock, road rage thing, like we have to decide who gets right away.
Something's on a break.
That's what it is. But we have a really, really good relationship now at this point. We respect each other and our awkwardness.
Poor Louise. She's the one I really feel sorry for. Definitely. Okay, October 24th. The album, The Place That Has Never Been Wounded, comes out. Check out at Brezzy on socials to find out all the details where you can see it live. But listen to this record when it comes out. Pick it up. It is absolutely phenomenal. Happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Niall Brezzy Breslin, thanks for coming in.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.